Last time on Painted Black. You're not drinking camel piss anymore. It's something they do, right?
It's like their Mountain Dew. Do the do.
Yeah. Back in my day, we couldn't dunk. It was too high.
They didn't invent jumping until 1920.
Huffo? I thought we were talking about a kid show.
Sounds like a fucking Pokemon.
H&R Huff and Puff.
Huffo, he's a mystical Pokemon.
That show.
You still understand, you didn't grow up where he grew up. Ash grew up in Poké City or whatever that was.
Palatown. Diddy Mao! Diddy Mao!
Oh, me so!
A baby's born, like, alright, are you planning on raising a miso honey? Or is it Diddy Mao? The kid's in school and he's like, Diddy Horny, and they're like, this kid's a moron.
It's the wife.
Look, Jen, I'll call you right back. Love you.
Don't cut any of that.
Yeah. Love you.
We're done.
Dang it.
Ginglimus.
Oh, Ginglimus is the Genghis Khan Christmas. Santa Claus comes to you and takes everything from your house.
A lot of
they have it in China.
Yeah. I like that.
Man, I hate Ginglimus.
I want to do it, though.
You know, rape was mentioned. Brian, name one thing that they might not know about.
I detest them.
Fans?
The fans don't want these two.
No,
not. Take it easy there, you Sopranos extra. You're the fat guy in the back of the Bada Bing.
I have my place.
You're like the non-connected Italian. I like to think you're the ass catcher.
I'm the ass catcher.
Yeah. Ass catcher.
Oh, that's you gotta catch them all. In the butt.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Painted Black Podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Berg.
That felt like a long previously.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? There was just so much shit to take from, so it was very hard deciding what not to cut and what to keep.
Well, the good news is we're all here. Dan's plot didn't work. We're still friends.
I mean, we're plotting against each other, but we're still friends for now.
Well, so very little has changed.
It's like Game of Thrones in the kitchen.
Welcome to Painted Black Podcast. I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Yeah.
There's Lou.
Hey.
And we got Ken here.
Back again. Back again.
Bringing that energy.
Yeah. The Pope. The Diddler.
Can't you feel the excitement?
Kenny's galley.
Pope Diddler the 14th.
Yeah.
It's electric.
That could have definitely been a Pope. Pope Diddler?
Pope Diddler.
Isn't that the current Pope?
It's every Pope.
Do we still have the Nazi Pope or what we got now?
No, we got the good guy Pope.
We got the good guy Pope?
Yeah. He's the Pope who rides a motorcycle and...
He's South American.
He's like the people's pope.
He's like 5'7", though. Okay.
Does he drop the people's blessing?
He has the people lay down and elbows them.
Finally, the Pope has come back to Vatican City.
They'd love that shit.
I'd definitely care more about religion if that was what my pope was all about.
He was all jacked up and huge.
If it was The Rock.
He flung his pope hat over his shoulder.
Yeah. I would definitely follow the Pope's Twitter. The Rock's Twitter is one of the best Twitters to follow.
Why don't we do some news? Get off of this topic.
Yeah.
Because it's getting gross.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
You actually never asked us how our week was. That's the weirdest.
I know how your week was. I figured you didn't want to talk about it.
No, I just realized you never asked about it. Well, anyway, yeah, my dog died.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You had a bad week. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was trying to avoid that for your sake.
Oh, I thought it was weird.
Like your poor dog and then the car. You didn't have a good week.
No, I'm fine, then. We'll persevere, man. The show goes out to Coco, man. All right? Let's do it.
All right. Dedicated to Coco.
Dedicated to Coco, man. All right, B.
Mm-hmm. Moment of silence.
Mm-hmm. Let's do B news. Nothing cheers everyone up like B news, right?
Well, mostly you.
Just me.
Not actual bees? Not actual bee stories?
Actual bees. Whenever you see people getting swarmed by bees, it's always funny to me.
Good day to come back.
Help! I'm being swarmed by bees.
Exactly.
Would you stop and would you literally help somebody who was being attacked by a swarm?
No, you don't help a person.
I'd avoid them like the bums in New York. I avoid. Walk right past them, my headphones on.
Or what can you do?
Laugh.
Tell someone, honey.
Swarm of bees. Like, what could you possibly do to help?
You couldn't help.
No.
Not unless you had a flamethrower.
You're outnumbered, and then it's bad for him anyway.
Right. You could be like Artie, the strongest man in the world, and challenge your queen. Take them all down at once.
I don't remember Artie ever winning that, though.
They always came to a stalemate.
They came to a stalemate every year.
But that would avoid that. All the drones would be like, the queen.
Which one's the queen? I think I'm the queen.
You're not the queen. Space. Horrible space.
All right, Montana. So a guy got a ticket last week because he was swerving on the road. Guess why?
Drunk?
No. Bees.
Drunk with bees?
Drunk on bees. He had a buzz.
Puns. He had a buzz going.
But he was going all over the road because his car was filled with thousands of bees, which he was transporting for some reason in the back of his car in a box.
Just the box marked bees.
It should have been marked bees.
It was W for wasps on it.
Get a stapler on top of it to make sure they didn't get out.
Here's the thing. If you look at the picture, they're all over the fucking place.
Yeah, it's a pretty gnarly scene.
He didn't seal that shit up at all.
He probably stopped short and it was like, boom, psh.
Why didn't I buckle it in?
He's like, this is going to sting.
You can see it. The box isn't closed.
He had that shit in a box, Lou. Of course they got out.
But one whole side is open.
They could fucking bite through that shit. They're mean, nasty animals.
They bite through stuff? He said that these are harmless Russian honeybees.
Oh, honeybees are different now.
Red bees, you say?
Honeybee stings.
Red bees.
Honeybee stings are actually fucking worse because their stingers come out. They die. And their stingers come out and stain you.
Well, that's why generally you don't get stung by honeybees.
It's a life choice for
them. But I'm guessing if you're swerving in a moving car, they might get pretty agitated.
Probably if you had them locked up in a box before that.
Yeah.
He was probably shaking the box a bit. He was definitely giving the box a hard time, talking bad things about it. Like, I hate you bees!
Mocking the bees. Yes.
Where you flying now, huh? Where you flying now?
Buzz! Like a loud, aggressive noise.
Shaking it up.
Fuck your queen!
It's like, oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? I'm going to get like a harsh tone to you.
He's just singing out of tune and blowing cigarette smoke in the box.
Definitely cigarette smoke.
Smoke does not, they do not like smoke. I'm not sure if they scatter, right? They don't like
it. It makes them all drowsy and like dizzy.
Like, you think they like it then?
Like bee farmers, beekeepers, they use the smoker machine.
Mm-hmm. But you think that the bees are getting like intoxicated on the smoke?
I don't know. I don't know what it does. It
fucks them up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Basically, all this knowledge I have on bees is all from that animated Seinfeld movie, Bee Movie.
Most of the knowledge I have on bees is from the show Jackass.
Yeah, that's true. That's where they locked that guy in a very similar car.
I'm actually a bee expert. I took a college course that had like the first three.
Did you get a bee in it?
I got an A, son. First like 3 weeks were all based around bees and fucking hornets and shit like that.
I think wasps. I might take this as a night class.
If Nassau Community College, dude, it's an all field trip class. It was the best class I've ever taken.
It's an all field trip class.
Yo, it was an all field trip class, and the fucking professor was a madman. He like, so he takes us to Muttontown Preserve right here in Long Island.
Professor Buzz Honeyworth.
He was a madman. We walked through a field of goldenrod, and there's bees everywhere. He tells the class beforehand, don't wear yellow or perfume or cologne, because like, they'll come after you then. So we're like walking through this field of goldenrod, and he's just like snatching bees up in these little fucking circular plastic things. And he's catching hornets, and he's catching wasps.
Like a Petri dish, or one of those things you get from a quarter machine?
No. It was like two Petri dishes that snapped in together.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And he was like catching all these different bees and shit like that and passing them around so everyone could see them. And everybody was shaking him up a little bit, but this one tall redheaded kid was going crazy on him, especially the hornet. And the hornet was like stinging the fucking glass and stuff. And the professor's like, you know I gotta let these things go, right? So the kid like left a little bit, like started shaking a little bit more. The guy's like, "You could let that one go, son."
the ginger gets stung.
He ended up looking like Rocky Dennis.
He gets stung in the middle of the forehead. He hit him with that horn. Hit him with the Pai Mei sting. Rocky Dennis forehead.
Five finger death sting.
He didn't make it.
You take five steps and your head turns into Rocky Dennis's head.
He's deathly allergic to the venom.
Anyway, that's the bee news. The guy got—he was fine, got away with it. There's no law against transporting bees in your car.
Nor should there be.
Nor should there be.
Not in America, at least.
So let's do actual human news. Boo.
Human news.
Here's the buzz. I don't know.
Chicago man got to cross something off his bucket list this week. He's a 91-year-old fella named Walter Thomas. His bucket list item was to drive an SUV through a closed garage door. And he got to do it.
Nice.
What I say to this man, dream bigger.
That's cool, though. I'd want to do that.
I mean, that just sounds like an elaborate excuse for him being senile.
No, it was actually, they were going to tear down the garage or, replace the garage door. So he goes, hold on. Let me drive through it.
Let me do it, honey.
Sorry, Grandpa. We're not throwing out the car.
I need a few minutes to to crank up my Model T. Is that how they work? By big crank?
You definitely had to crank the something. You put a crank in the grill, you wind it a couple times, and that did something else.
Well, I imagine there was a tune when you cranked it.
I'm not 150 years old. I couldn't tell you, but
it was basically like an early electric car.
Yeah,
like you crank up the generator.
Right. Whatever. I have no idea.
Then you got like a mile to the charge.
Just kind of slow down. Like, oh, gotta get out and fucking wind that back up.
Oh, wow.
All right. So,
what would you do on your bucket list?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
On my bucket list,
the one thing before you perish.
Fuck a dwarf.
Fuck a dwarf. Fuck a dwarf.
I think you could do that right now.
Technically anything on a bucket list you could do right now.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying, like, that's not like a crazy thing.
How many dwarves have you fucked?
Wait, no, hold on. What's your crazy thing, Luke?
I don't know, but it's
wear pants during the day.
You know? Dress like a grown up.
Go to work for a day.
It's not like fucking, oh, have sex with a person. Oh, wow.
No, it's not a person. It's
fucking amazing.
It's a dwarf. He didn't say have sex with a girl. Terrible. He just said have sex with a dwarf.
Besides, like a fucking. We're talking about the people, right? Like, he's not talking gnomes.
I'm talking about a magic.
The only gnome. The only dwarfs I hold to regard are Peter Dinklage and Wee Man. Other than that, and Bridget the Midget. She's all right with me. All the rest, meh.
Whoever Bridget.
I saw a Bridget today.
What's Bridget? A black midget? Was he down?
Yeah. I didn't think pants could hang any lower.
Now, does his cock scrape across the floor?
It just drags behind him. Yeah. You see footsteps on what looks like a snake trail.
His trail is two little feet and a fucking snake. It's like... besides not fucking midgets, what are you doing, Lou?
I don't know. Fucking... Maybe... Well, if I guaranteed I wouldn't perish, maybe, like, jump across a cliff onto the other side with, like, a high-powered car.
You could be awesome. Evil at you?
Yeah, why not?
How are they going to guarantee they're not going to perish?
Yeah. It's called a stunt, and people who do it are called daredevils.
But if you're 91, what do you got to lose?
I guess, yeah, if you're that old.
Your life.
I'll go for it. Yeah.
I'm 91. I thought I had a terrible disease.
Maybe I can get one of those Fast and Furious style parachutes just for cars. That's real, right?
No, you just...
stuff happened in real life, right?
That's a documentary.
The physics in the Fast and Furious aren't real.
Avengers also had more realistic physics.
What are you talking about?
Well, what I'm trying to say is that the stuff they do in that movie can't be done.
No, that's not true. That's not true at all. All
right.
You could drive a car from one building to another building to another building.
If you're very talented, yes.
If you're Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel, very talented.
Yeah, I've seen the man dance. Look it up. It's hysterical.
He keeps the car in the air by punching the hood, and that elevates it just a little bit more.
The Rock can get it to the moon.
He doesn't even have to punch it, Lou. He just has to yell at it. Yeah! He moves up a little bit.
I guess if I had to do one thing before I died, get that rush going, get into a gunfight. It's not something you'd ever do, really.
Again.
Like an old-timey duel or like a Matrix thing?
Like a cowboy gunfight. Like we're both, like, you know.
Strapped at like up. A saloon?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go out like that with you.
Not like in a fucking like draw type thing, but like a guy gets punched, he knocks over our poker card table, and then guns come up. Like
that's
that.
The thing. When
a
you're
melee.
When you're in a saloon, the second a table flips, everyone's fighting.
I want to actually, not just a gunfight, I want to be in a cowboy melee.
So you want to break a bottle over a guy's head, then slide him across the bar into the wall.
Yeah. He wants to give him one really good punch over a piano.
Yes, that'd be my bucket list thing. Get into a cowboy melee.
That's a fun one. I like that.
What's your cowboy name?
I'm down with it, though.
What's my cowboy name?
Yeah.
Horse Thief Cats? I don't know. Like, what's your cowboy name?
I don't know. It's your dream.
Oh, Amazon Brian.
It's not a cowboy name. That's the jungle, son.
Look out, everybody.
I get it. You're making fun of my buying habits, but Amazon doesn't exist in the Wild West.
I'm sure they're aware of it. It's where Tarzan was.
Old general store cats.
General store.
Good old drunk shot Brian.
It's old... sleeveless bra, run.
Wobbly aim cats.
It's old.
Then you just do the whole like Doc. Oh, there are two. I got two guns. One for each of you.
except I'm not. I don't have that kind of skill. I'm just like, boom. But really, the audience is the most of it.
I can just imagine everyone's
a preacher in town on accident.
Everyone's having a good old time. You know, just having their drinks and shit. And then all of a sudden, man. It's fucking Sucker Punch Cats! Look out!
You wouldn't even get that sentence out.
Yo, that's the most dangerous man in the fight, though.
I mean, if you would, bro,
that's the most dangerous guy in the fight.
Sucker Punch Cats would be the rough one to handle. It's like, if you're not expecting the gunshot to the back of the head or the pop to the face.
This is the guy who turns one paces and shoot you in the back.
Yeah, it's like, he's like, I'm the fastest gun in the West. Like,
he pretends to turn around. Right.
No, you could be the fastest gun in the West, but I'm just going to shoot you when you're not paying attention. Yes. Boom. I'm not fast at all.
I seem to have my gun drawn right now.
Fuck honor. It's not about that. All right. Pete, what about you? Bucket list.
I don't know. Combination. All these things. I drive a flaming school bus off a ramp into a wall of TVs while wearing a stick of dynamite on my head. Go out like a champ.
So basically, you just want to die.
Yeah, at that point.
You want to blow up your head with a stick of dynamite?
There's no more adrenaline that one person can build than doing that activity.
It sounds basically, like you want to be a terrorist.
No, you just want to be...
He wants to blow up a school bus with dynamite on his head.
Motherfucker wants to be
fans.
Yo, you should reverse the terrorists, and fucking suicide bomb them.
Not a bad idea. Go out wearing a Captain America shirt.
Basically, bomb the nicest cave you can find.
Yeah, drive a car full of dynamite into their shithole.
Basically, what you want...
It would have to be like the Mad Max car. Just totally go buck nutty on them.
Basically, what you want to be is T-Bird from The Crow. You just want to fucking blow up in fucking Blaze of Glory in a fucking muscle car.
Pretty much.
Spoilers, man.
But can in The Crow, he kills all those motherfuckers. That kills
my... It's on my queue, dude.
It's on your queue?
Yeah.
It really should be, even if you saw it. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
That's the first thing I've ever heard Lou like.
It's dynamite. Like, I don't think I've ever heard anyone say it's a bad movie.
No.
Because it's the really best.
If they did
movie.
Say it, they were like, oh, wait. No, you're not talking about City Angels? No, the original.
Are you talking about the sequel?
Yeah.
Even City Angels, like, I was excited for that as a kid. Like,
I was so excited for it.
Let me down.
Oh, that's the first time I can really remember being really disappointed by a movie. Like, seriously bummed out that something sucked.
I felt like, even afterwards, I wanted it to be super cool. I was like, oh man, that movie wasn't, like, so bad.
I remember looking at watching it with my friend and being like, yo man, they're kind of fucking shitty, man. What's going on with this movie?
What the fuck is Iggy Pop doing in here?
I didn't care that he's in it. It's like, it's his kid, and like, he kind of is cool. I don't know. It sucks.
A terrible movie.
Yes.
Anyway, let's get back. Are you listening, Dan? This is how you actually riff on a story. Mm-hmm. You have to shoot it down.
You know you cost yourself a world of hurt by calling him out. He's just going to come up with a bunch more bullshit for you.
Fuck it.
More Frankenstein clips and stuff.
Mad Frankenstein
clips. Hater's going to hate.
Yeah. All right, what's up next?
Do you guys know what the World Naked Bike Ride is?
I guess a bunch of fucking losers get naked and go bike riding.
Exactly.
You guys aren't down with that?
I guess it's a step up from actually dressing up in the stupid biking gear.
Here's the problem with it, especially like they got a photo here, and it's about 50 naked dudes without a woman amongst them.
Oh. It's like in Eurotrip, they go to that naked beach, and
it's all dudes.
You ever see the fucking guys riding the bike on the side of the street? It's like 50 dudes and one guy with his girlfriend.
I always think that if I just run them all over on the side of the street, that everyone, like, I maybe would get initially in trouble. Like, I'd more get chewed out than anything.
Yeah, I think everybody would stop on the side of the road and be like, oh my God.
Woo! Thank God.
Man.
That man's a hero.
They're kind of a dick, though, because they wander onto like three quarters of the fucking street.
Yeah.
I had a guy, I was pulling into a gas station, and he like was buzzing on my right-hand side. We both went...
You might want to get on that mic a little bit.
He like went through the light with me, so I pull into the gas station. He like yells at me. He's like, whoa, man. And I'm like, you're on a fucking bicycle. I'm like, what are you whoa, man, in? And he like slowed down. He's like, you could have fucking hit me. And I'm like, I should have hit you. What are you doing?
I still can.
Fucking car.
I still can hit.
I wish I did.
Right? I was literally shocked because I almost ran this man over. No. And like, you're riding your little stupid bicycle next to a car. Like, I have my blinker on. You know I'm turning into this goddamn parking lot into the fucking gas station. Like,
yeah. I work at a place with a large warehouse. So come 4:30, that warehouse empties out with all the Hispanic folk. And it looks like
Tour de France.
Tour de France is just rolling through. Like, you can't back out of a spot. You got to hunker down and wait for the storm to pass.
Except they got bootleg kids bikes on, don't they?
They do. They're all in World's Greatest Grandma shirts. And
I was going to say, maybe not fucking kids bikes, but they're definitely like the old school bikes with the super thin tires.
Banana seats.
It's like one guy in an old-timey bike with the giant front wheel.
The old Schwinn's. No way, dude. Those are like fucking hipster expensive now.
Are they fucking hipsters?
Hipster expensive. That's expensive.
They came back because of the hipsters, bro. All the hipsters want those stupid road riding bikes.
I went to this brewery over Memorial Day weekend, and I saw just hipster palooza.
Well, now you gotta tell us what brewery so we avoided.
Well, this was the Greenport Tasting Room.
Oh, you went all the way to Greenport in the East End?
They have a tasting room that's out by the vineyards out there.
I went out to Great South Bay. No hipsters there.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking hipsters like tight pants, long beard, guy with beard down to navel, with a dog that had a mohawk.
That's a hipster.
That's like ultra hipster.
I'd fight that guy just for shaving his dog like that.
I would shave my dog's head to get a mohawk.
No, you wouldn't.
If it was a
short haired dog, that'd be silly.
No, but I'm saying if I had a long haired dog, give it a little mohawk.
Yeah.
Yeah, badass little thing.
Now, this was a golden retriever with a.
Like, what about
no, not a golden retriever.
With a mohawk.
What no, like about a tugboat.
Yeah, like a Yorkie. I'd give him a little mohawk.
Well, let's get back to the story. Right. We're way off track.
I'd give him a shark fin, too.
Damn, see we lost all our riffing last week. We're making up for it. So,
wait a minute. Hold on. I don't want to be part of fucking any you and Dan fucking and hate. Keep me out of this friction, bro. That's your first warning.
There's no hate.
That's your first.
There's no hate. Just last week I was reading the news stories and they're looking at me like, fuck you. What do you want us to do with that?
Dan's like gasoline, man. He's like gasoline. All right, so
we're at the World Naked Bike Ride. Hundreds of naked dudes riding bikes. Maybe one chick who didn't get enough attention in high school. And
schlong on wheels.
Within moments of this thing started, they had to eject the guy for getting erect.
What? Why?
Because that's the one rule they have. Floppy dicks only.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's going to be on Dan's new soundbite list, isn't it?
Yeah.
Floppy dicks only? What kind of...
I don't think that's an actual...
rule is that?
I don't think that's an actual rule, but, like, one guy walked around with a boner and everyone... The cops had to, like, detain him.
He must have had a huge dick. They're all jealous.
I was thinking, though, like, that's not fair to that guy.
I could sneeze and get a boner sometimes.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
the wind whips through your pants in a weird way.
This guy just, like... gentleman, and you got a little excitable. And
if I stand up too quick, I get a bonus.
Yeah, man, yo, you're pedaling, your blood's pumping.
He wasn't even on a bike yet. Like, this is...
You're anticipating getting on a bike, your blood's pumping.
And he didn't have a seat on his bike.
Really?
No, I made that part up.
Now that's a little too much of me. Butt on a peg with a full erect dick? Now, like, that's just like... my concentration's gone, man.
That's a sexual act.
Yeah, that's too much. You're a pervert.
That's not the American dream.
No. Can't have that.
His handlebars were two dildos.
And he loved turning.
This next story sounds like a bad, like Abbott and Costello bit. Lou, ask me the name of this Chinese food restaurant.
What's the name of that Chinese food restaurant?
I don't know.
Hmm.
You're supposed to fire back. Keep going with that.
Oh, I was just going to give you, like, one of these. Ancient Chinese
Have
secret.
You never heard Who's On First? Do you not know how this works?
Damn, Lou.
Well, what am I supposed to
You're
say
supposed
after
to
that?
Fucking ad-lib.
You fucking ad-lib.
All right,
that's boring.
What's the name of this Chinese food restaurant?
What Chinese food
restaurant? You asked me that.
What is the name of this Chinese food restaurant?
I don't know.
You guys fucked up already.
Boring.
That's the name.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
That was amazing.
That's all we had to do. I got distracted by all that.
You're the best.
Side talk.
Around.
You're the best, you know.
You guys killed it.
No, I was actually trying to show him, like, that's actually the name, so that we could continue that without it all getting right. confusing.
What were you shitting on my thing for?
Are you trying to show him a boner?
Lou's like Wayne Brady out here with his ad-lib. Yeah.
No, it's like,
I don't know. Okay, cool. That's all I wanted.
At least he's not that needy, Lou. Like, fuck, man.
All right, so what's the rest of this Chinese food story?
That they opened in Rochester, New York, a Chinese food restaurant called I Don't Know Takeout. This place apparently started because whenever the woman, owner Jessie Dong...
Yeah!
That's why I got this story. That's why you picked it out.
Jessie Dong, how do you not? Whenever she asked her kids what they wanted to eat for dinner, they said, I don't know, and then it ended up getting Chinese takeout. Hence, this super creative restaurant name.
You know, missed opportunities with a name like Jessie Dong.
Yeah, Dong's Chinese food.
Yeah.
Hanging Dong.
Big Dong's Pleasure Palace.
Imperial Dong.
Imperial Dong.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man. You got another one?
Lotus Dong.
Big Dong Shlong.
Dong Wok.
Shaolin vs. Dong.
Wang Dong Sen.
Wang Dong.
Into the 36 Dongs.
Dong on Chin.
The Dong Connection.
Yeah. Dong Kingdom.
Ding Dongs.
Bon Dongku. Pacific Dong. Well, that's a kaiju movie. I get it. Okay, yeah.
Pacific Dong. All right, let's do another story out of...
Dongzilla versus Mothra.
How do we leave out Dongzilla? Jesus, thank you, Lou. Thank God you're here, Lou. We almost went on.
He opened the door to kaiju movies, so...
But we almost went on without Dongzilla.
Yeah. Oh, Dong Wang. You must teach me your penis style. That should definitely be a kung fu master, Dong Wang.
Big Dong and Little China.
I thought you meant two different fighting styles.
No.
There's floppy Dong style and then erect Dong style.
Which you get kicked out of bike races for.
Dong Wang.
Floppy Dong is kind of like drunken kung fu, and erect is more like the karate.
It's a lot of sharp movements. Like,
yeah.
You break bricks with that one.
I'd watch that movie.
It's a ton of sharp movements.
I would love to study under Dong Wang.
Right into the balls. Dong.
Yeah. That's your name. That's your trainee name.
What?
You study under Dong, you are little balls.
Little balls.
You are hanging grapes. All right.
Story out of UK. Mm-hmm. This is a very typical story. Lou basically sent it to me because he finds the woman ugly. A woman in...
Well, just ugly. Don't bury the lead or anything.
That's what? It's an audio podcast.
I'm just saying,
what, I'm going to show this picture around and everyone's going to be like, whoa.
But there's a reason why I think I find her look offensive for the story.
So she is, let's see. She was ordered by a court and I guess evicted. Was she evicted?
I don't see any eviction when I read it.
She got in trouble for having extremely loud, disruptive sex. Regularly. Consisting of screaming and shouting. A lot of times.
I think the last time we heard something like that, a neighbor had just written a stern note.
Yeah,
you're right about that, yeah.
This particular woman was getting it quite often until 5 a.m., and then she would sleep all day and keep the kids awake in the next house over, and people would have to keep their TVs up real loud. Now, tell me, all right, there's a photo of her. Tell me what
she's a hooker
is so offensive about this woman. Other than being maybe a four.
All right.
I mean, she's not pretty in the classical sense. And no one would say she's smart or anything. And you wouldn't confuse her with the beauty. And I mean...
She's a dude?
She wouldn't be a really... You wouldn't qualify her as a good person with a nice personality.
No one says she's Miss Congeniality over here.
I'm just saying, like, why
her
is
hygiene
she...
isn't up to par. Yeah.
Why is she screaming her head off? Is it like she's so excited that...
What? No, first of all, why is she getting in trouble?
I got it!
Why is she... No. Why is she getting in trouble and the guy's not getting high fives? That guy's probably slaying it, though.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? He's not getting in trouble.
Exactly. But I'm saying, like, he shouldn't. But
that's the equivalent in England of high fives.
Very good, sir. Very good. Yes.
Well, a good show.
What a proper shagging you put on.
They tipped their top hats at the guy.
Jolly good, jolly good.
And the good Bobby, show, old man. The Bobbies just strike the woman over the head with the clubs.
Quiet, you.
It's not Scotland.
All right, let's do our texting story of the week. We always do texting or selfies. Mm-hmm. There's a DJ at a, I guess it's, what was
is
it,
he jazzy?
Pizzeria? He was not Jazzy or Jeff. He was actually a dumpy-looking white guy. He's been a DJ at this place for 20-odd years now.
20 years?
He looks like he's probably the DJ for Chuck E. Cheese's.
And he was walking up to the building one day, wasn't paying attention, had his smartphone in hand, just looking at that, stepped on a snake.
In England?
No, this is in Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma. What kind of snakes you got there?
Bull snake.
Rattlesnakes, every kind of
snake.
Yeah,
rattlesnakes.
Down in the south? Yeah, yeah.
That's not the south, that's the breadbasket.
This was a...
Oklahoma?
Oklahoma's right above Texas.
Yeah, and Texas is a monster state. It goes all the way up to the breadbasket of America.
Damn.
And there's rattlesnakes all throughout that motherfucker.
I don't know, I've been there, but I'm just saying, like, I didn't know there's bread, there were snakes. It'd make a lot of
like I said, there was tigers there.
Where there's bread, there's snakes!
Bro, where there's grain and corn, snakes...
Right. It's not like I threw out like a fucking Indian elephant. I wasn't like fucking, there's fucking
Dalzim's out there, like
African lions. It's a rattlesnake, I said.
All right, I thought it was a desert creature.
This was a 4-foot-long bull snake, which is non-poisonous, just for the record.
So he's pussy.
Now, again, audio podcast, so I won't show the video, but you should watch the video because the movements this guy makes after snake strike is pretty priceless.
Does he do the Harlem Shake?
Pretty much.
You know what?
He goes into, like, Gangnam Style after that.
Yeah, he does do, like, the Gangnam Style. But the thing was, I originally...
Four-footer, yes.
A big motherfucking
and he,
snake.
It's a big for the record, snake. He did get bit.
He did get bit, yes.
So he did a little bit of a shuffle. And was
sure,
just like,
I'm sure it broke his skin.
Yeah, and then he was just like...
I want to watch the footage again with that behind you.
Exactly.
I mean, I would like to think that I would react like Crocodile Dundee, but in reality, I'd probably react just the same way.
The only saving grace that snake would have for me in my vengeance would be like, I don't know if that snake's poisonous, so I would immediately go to the hospital. No, yeah. I'd go to the hospital. Well, actually...
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, but if I was from the area and I just knew the snakes, and I knew that it was just some bitch-ass bull snake that bit me, I would definitely... it would get the Homer Simpson snake whacking. Like, whack!
Give him the old whacking day.
Yeah.
When I first found this story, like, I found it, like, on Tuesday. They had...
But to you, it was just a Tuesday.
I understand, but they had... The title of the story was, like, man pops and locks away from a snake because he doesn't know what else to do. And then you watch the video, he's clearly just startled and is, you know, running away like a silly bastard.
Snake is what he is.
But yeah. He does do those, like, Fred Flintstone feet when he's trying to run and yeah. Can't quite get started.
He gets bit by the snake and he's like,
oh my.
George Takei.
Why?
That was a weird one.
Did you hit the wrong clip?
Was he trying to turn the snake on?
Yeah. He was gay for the snake.
Hello there, Mr. Snake.
Beam me up. We finally have an answer to why Florida's fucked up.
Why? Because the state is shaped like a dick?
Not just that. This is a long story. I'll keep this abridged. A Kentucky court had... This just came to light. On April 22nd, a Kentucky court ordered that a mentally ill man named Adam Horan be transported... To a, I'm going to skip all this, blah, 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 blah. Basically what happened is this guy was hearing voices, he's all whacked out of his head, he's suicidal, he's a lunatic, he's threatening hospital workers. So the police, instead of locking him up, gave him a Greyhound ticket to Florida and $18.
Why $18? Why not $20?
It's what they had in their pockets.
Right. That's literally like...
Cheap ass.
Yeah.
But like that was a change after they bought the ticket, I guess.
You couldn't run to the motherfucking ATM for them, brother?
So they sent him on a 28-hour bus ride to Florida. They're like, go home, crazy man. Just go where you belong, to your natural habitat.
I figure in Kentucky you get put on the catapult, throw you shit to West Virginia.
He was
sent
to Florida on the catapult.
They get you in a super gonzo outfit.
Yeah, here's a helmet with a fucking Confederate flag on it. We're gonna put you in a fucking cannon.
Where are you looking to go? Gainesville?
They travel like Mario.
We go to Black Powder. Go to Gainesville.
Okay, this next one's a bit of an audio bit. Mm-hmm. Lou sent me these links for Bob and Bev Hallwager's YouTube videos. These are amateur karaoke enthusiasts.
Asian?
No, white people. Middle
shocked.
Middle America types. And the level of quality in their songs and videos are unbelievable. Basically, they record in front of a green screen, them singing karaoke, and then put in what I would call like N64 graphics going on in the background. Like, it's just them like popping out of doors at Stonehenge, which they put doors in, mm-hmm. and singing lines, and then everything's off kilter. It's amazing. So, Lou, do you have any audio of this?
Yeah. Let me load up the videos.
Let's play Gets the Song.
Well, we'll see how much we can listen to before we get bored,
I guess. That's a good idea. This is like Chinese water torture of music.
Kutu mañanas eres tú.
Stop with that fine art. Here we go.
Bob and Bev presents. Little fucking
Taylor Swift.
This one is unlistenable.
And it's also where they
I think they missed their cue.
And their daughter's singing on it, too.
It's like they cut in their family photos for whatever reason.
With the car.
A sports car just pulled up to Stonehenge.
Turn off the echo, dicks.
They're singing in tandem.
I don't think it's an echo. They're singing at the same time.
Yeah. They have the echo effect on their thing.
No, the daughter clearly knows the words and the mother doesn't. And then the dad pops in every so often.
No way they made this video. Somebody else made this with this shit, man.
Your dad is like a ghost just popping in and then disappearing again.
This is a fine example of not realizing that you're talentless.
Hell yeah. I imagine he's fucking just stinky drunk.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah!
They missed the cue on that. Big time.
They're completely off key, Lou.
Yeah.
I still think there's a delay on their audio.
Well, I think it's two of them singing at the same time.
Yeah. It's a mother and daughter. You can see it on the video.
Alright, let's...
Try another one.
Stop it.
Those are all...
I just want to also mention... The next part, which I just paused, they're in a spooky cemetery.
Fucking retard dancing, you pause it? Put that back on. Cue the music, Lou.
Hang on, my thing just paused.
What a fucking train wreck.
If you can't see it, it's like the mother's trying to dance while the daughter is just really dejected looking singing.
Like, my mom said I could sing this song, yeah. And she's babbling next to me. It sucks.
Hell yeah.
Also, for some reason, the daughter is getting eaten by hellhounds.
Is there not words on the screen for them?
She is actually getting eaten by hellhounds. In
the What I'm trying to say is they, like, okay, I understand you're not knowing the words of the song, but yeah. Is there not words on your karaoke machine?
I don't know.
This lady obviously.
Sucks. But that's what it sounds like when you're reading the words, but you clearly don't know the song.
She can't read.
A lot of these, you get the impression that this is the first time they ever heard the song.
Yeah, you can't do karaoke if it's the first time you heard a song.
No,
like especially
even with the bouncing smiley face.
Forget about it.
You can't.
If you don't know the song, don't sing it.
Yeah. And let's play another one. This one is Royals by everyone's favorite Lord.
Lord. Yeah. I am Lord.
And the mother couldn't get the daughter to do backup this time, so she's doing her own backup. And she cuts two audio files for it.
I was like, I'm going to go play Barbies. Fuck you. You stupid bullshit.
Like, I had enough. Ever since you had me eaten by Hell's Hounds. There we go. And it's in an ice palace. Or an igloo. Or
like the 007 movie?
This one goes out to you. Sort of like the hotel from.
Like Die Another Day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn. You gotta watch the video. Because she looks so white trash.
She's white trash.
She got a Dale Earnhardt t-shirt on?
Almost.
I can't tell what the one is.
Hard. One of them might be. The other one's a flannel shirt, so you must love it.
Oh, wait, I think one's an AC/DC shirt.
By the way, Lord sucks.
I can't sing. I'm completely tone deaf. I could do a better job.
Yeah. This bitch never heard the song, clearly.
Why would you? I just don't get why you would record it and throw it on the...
And put this much work into putting together a video for it.
Yeah, she's singing behind like a mystical violin, you know?
How do you figure they're making money off this?
I bet you they're really intelligent people.
It sucks so hard that people are like, this is great.
Yeah, are there any of the fella? Like the dad?
Yeah, he's in this next one.
Oh, it's kind of like that Asian guy. He's like, she bangs. Yeah, he had like albums. He made a ton of them.
Multi-millionaire now.
By the way, Big Trouble Little China. Do you know they're remaking that movie? And I'm against it. But the motherfucking Rock is Jack Burton.
No, I'm in. Not.
I'm in. Jack Burton is the Rock. I'm cool with it.
You know what?
Remakes are making a vital mistake.
Just add the Rock.
Or just put the Rock in. And I'll be about
it. The Rock in Evil Dead. But, yeah, the Rock is RoboCop.
If Rock was fucking if Rock's RoboCop, the RoboCop, you wouldn't even commit a crime in Detroit.
He wouldn't even need a suit.
He could just be wearing a fancy watch. That's all the Robo we need.
He didn't even get shot in the beginning. He just was like, he killed those guys. Yeah. They died, and then they became like Robo criminals. Who again? The Rock killed.
It's like the Rock walking around in like the projects with a piece of pizza, just beating the shit out of people with his other hands.
Just with a strong pimp hand.
Yeah, wow. Just knocking guys around. Guys trying to commit crimes.
Is there literally a movie that wouldn't be better with the Rock in it?
No.
Like Apocalypse Now, instead of Marlon Brando, the Rock.
Better.
Boom.
Damn.
Better. Godfather.
Well, we don't have to just take Marlon Brando out of every movie.
Rocky Corleone.
Marlon Brando's entire body of work.
The Island of Dr. Moreau.
The Rock in
A Cat in a Hot Tin Roof. The Rock.
A Rock on a Hot Tin Roof, man.
Wow. A streetcar named The Rock.
All right, you want to hear Bev and
not particularly.
Bo I want to see the
do a duet with
I'll take your word
sexy
for it.
Back.
Sure.
Okay, let's just we gotta hear this guy sing at least once.
Once.
I'm bringing sexy back. All right, the laser grid is going up.
This is the best video so far.
Here we go.
This bitch is high as fuck.
This is their anniversary.
You know she did some trailer meth.
Here we go.
He looks like my mechanic.
Yeah. I'm bringing sexy back.
Them other boys don't know how to act.
Oh, this
I'm making special what's behind your back.
They just figured out technology.
So turn around and I pick up the slack.
This is some cutting-edge shit.
This is like Greece making fun of Encino, man.
Greece, I know what they're saying. Their daughter's fucking marble mouth. What the fuck's
No.
Well, you know, they are brother and sister.
Yeah. I just want to say, this bitch looks like my grandma.
Yeah!
You're abuela?
We are bringing sexy back!
Well, like my grandmother, her embarrassing thing is...
You're abuela?
Yes, shut up. It's collecting really weird knickknacks and making bizarre crafts.
Are you referring to your abuela?
Yes.
All right. This is as long as we're on the same page here.
Wait, who is he talking about again?
He was talking about his abuela.
Oh.
All right. That's
motherfuckers. You want me to bring sexy back again, or I'll do it.
Is that something you're okay with?
I thought you knew how to act, Lou. All right,
I really don't. But they have songs including Blurred Lines.
Ooh. That song sucks to begin with.
I hope that's not a parody of that video.
Bev, I think, does a solo for a Green Day song, Good Riddance.
I believe she dedicated that one to her dog.
And Papa Bo does. Three Doors Down.
Papa Bo sounds like a character Kryptonite. From the fucking Devil's Rejects.
Oh, and they... and
does.
The two of them do a final duet. It's CeeLo's Fuck You.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Which is what I say to those people.
Which is what everyone at Yankee Stadium did to CeeLo when he performed in one of the intermissions at the Rangers-Islanders outdoor game.
There was just no music to that one. It was just them arguing. Fuck you! No! Fuck you!
For whatever reason, they thought 50,000 white people wanted to see CeeLo Green in the fucking cold.
You're one guy in the front row. Wrong sport!
You know, that's the thing. Like I never
understood... You should try midget tossing.
Never understood the music that gets played at sporting events or, you know, halftime shows. It's like, do these people really want to watch, like, Taylor Swift?
Well,
or...
wherever you go, it's unavoidable anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that demographic...
I was in a Home Depot probably that was playing Taylor Swift the other day.
Not to be racist, though, CeeLo Green's a wrong complexion for 50,000 hockey
fans. But that's my point. Like, they're not playing the right music for...
For the demographic.
Yeah.
If you had Iron Maiden at that shit, probably cost you half as much, and they would probably rock twice as hard.
Any, Iron like, Maiden, that's... any rock. They could fucking... A lot fucking, of
people like them.
They could
no
probably
black
go,
people care for them.
Get Rush.
They could probably Canadian, go extra cheap and get, and like, and get like Papa Roach.
In the limelight. Super.
Yeah. Young Tom no. Sawyer.
Yeah. Rush is what you need in a hockey game.
Fuck Rush.
Their songs are too fucking long.
For, it's longer than the
for,
game.
For like the little Chris. Intermissions.
You ever heard a CeeLo Green song that wasn't Fuck You? That was pretty
not really.
He was Norris Barkley, too.
Crazy.
He's old Transformers Rex arms.
Yeah.
He looks like a thumb.
All right, so...
the human thumb.
What's up next now?
Boulder Dash.
Everyone's favorite.
Time to put your kids in the past, in your past now. We're about to play Boulder Dash.
Boulder Dash now.
Try and have some laughs.
Have some laughs.
That thing it one more time.
All right.
Time to put your kids in the past.
In the past now.
We're about to play Boulder Dash.
Boulder Dash now.
Try and have some laughs.
Have some laughs.
And now it's time to start all again.
You gotta drink it, bud.
You gotta drink it in salute.
Yeah, you do.
That, of course, was the hit single Retard Party by Randy Newman and Lou.
Yeah,
I'm exactly. The Pope, I don't salute.
Then you drink.
Exactly.
I just don't salute.
Boom.
And if you hate Retard Party, which I want to change it, which some do, it's understandable.
It's a great song.
Nah, nobody does.
Make us a new theme. We'll play it on our special contest.
Our musical episode coming out.
It's just been rejected.
How many submissions do we have? Feel free to cut it if it's zero.
No, we have two.
We have two submissions currently. So far.
50-50, not bad, guys.
Two more than I thought.
I only just started putting like the feelers out there. I got to make like a big graphic for it and really like
did you listen to
promote the
show.
Yes,
I did.
He did.
They're magical. Black Man did an excellent job.
All right.
Yeah. All right, let's get started.
Okay. Who won last week, Brian?
Brian did, yeah.
Brian won. So, Brian, I'm going to let you pick who goes first.
I'll go first.
That's a nice new addition.
Yeah.
I'll go first.
Okay. Here's your word. Mm-hmm. To define. What is the definition of the term? Silly bum.
Silly bum? That is Nicki Minaj's Indian name. She's silly bum.
Like Native American name.
Are we talking woo woo or dot dot?
Woo woo. You silly bum. My anaconda does want some.
I like it.
That's a good answer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, we'll go this way. Let's go this way. Let's change it up, Ken.
Silly bum is almost like a synonym, but it's like a word that Lil Wayne uses that almost rhymes but really doesn't rhyme. Silly bum.
Somebody explain the rap reference to me.
Well, it's a modern-day rapper. Insert modern-day rapper.
Here. What are you saying? He's rhyming the word, but he's not rhyming?
Gotcha. Word doesn't really rhyme.
It doesn't even rhyme.
Doesn't really rhyme.
Silly bum, man.
That actually could be a pretty legit answer.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
That might be on Urban Dictionary.
That's it.
Yeah. Lou? Silly bum.
Silly bum. Our good friend Dave from the UK told me about this. You know, in the States, we say jackass. In England, they're like, oi, you're a fucking silly bum, you are.
Don't be a silly bum, you tosspot.
Motherfucking silly bum wanker.
You acting like a silly bum again, you fucking cunt.
You fucking silly bum cunt.
They throw out cunt like they do vowels.
Like, they have a much better grasp on the word than we do.
They're on a whole other level of cussing than we are.
You That's like their word for buddy.
It's so good because it's not just women that get that. It's everybody.
Yeah.
You twat.
Yeah. That's why women out here are so, you know, bent out of shape over it. It's just for them. But over there?
You know what I never got? Why women in America at least take so much offense to the word cunt when it's like you spit on their ancestors. Like, shut the fuck up.
I call men cunt way more often than women.
If you call me a cock, though, I take no offense to that.
That's true.
I find when I'm in a road rage, I call men cunts, and I call women silly bitches.
Or maybe you should say silly bums.
I find myself when I'm
silly bums.
I find myself when I'm all riled up and mad. I call people guy a lot.
Guy.
Look at this guy. I'm fucking swerving all the way. Just breaking.
Yeah, sometimes I'll use fella, like somebody emerges on the highway. It's like, oh, don't go merging too quick there, fella.
Wow. Okay.
like a derogatory fella.
Hey, tone it down. That anger is getting out of control. You're reaching sounds Hulk
like
levels.
It sounds like you're drinking a big glass of milk while you say it.
Yeah. I use cocksucker.
That's
played.
That's what I use.
Yeah, cocksucker's mine.
Whatever, fella.
what is a silly
bum?
You're
in big trouble,
an actual silly bum is a type of thistle. Sometimes found in a Himalayan mountain.
Time out. What's a thistle?
Yeah. Is there another card that has the definition of the definition?
What's the definition of the definition?
We'll just say it's a plant.
It's a honeysuckle plant.
What Ken said.
Stop. I think he's not too far.
No, he's right because no one's going to look it up.
No one's willing to challenge that answer.
I'll take right by default.
Yeah.
Physical challenge on Ken. Find the flag in the fucking pancakes, bitch.
Oh, wow. That's it. I haven't thought of double dare in years.
Oh, man.
That was ahead of its fucking time.
Well, you get the point for your answer anyway, and making me laugh for the double dare thing.
Wait, time out. Bucket list, compete on double dare.
Yes. Not family double dare. Legit double dare.
With the two kids.
Yeah.
All yeah, right. There used to be like tag teams, and then they brought
the
whole family.
I totally agree with Pete. I want two kids versus me and Ken.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You don't want the dad who doesn't want to be there.
No.
You know what? I think kids have too much energy.
We'll rough dad up later. He's got enough. Yeah. Whooping that we put on
the fucking heel to him. Bah. All right.
Sucker punch.
Sucker punch cat. Sucker strikes punch again. Cat. He's like, I got the last flag.
I double dare you to get up.
SPK, bro.
All right, man. So, Lou, you got the next one.
No, it's the Ken. Oh, wait.
Are you going to reverse
the order? I decided to reverse the order this time.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Just to switch it up.
He's just teasing your nipples there, Lou.
Mm.
Who is...
It worked.
Hard as a rock.
Ba-doing.
Let's see if I can read this. Who is Sridhar Shalal?
Sridhar Shalal is your mother beat.
Oh, your mama!
Minus one for Ken.
It's a your mama!
Don't bring my mother into this.
It's the unwritten rule of Balderdash.
Don't call my mom an Indian. What's wrong with you?
I got nothing. You threw me off with Indian name, bro. That's my instinct.
Insult the mother! Lou.
What's the name again?
Sridhar Shalal.
Sridhar Shalal was the original name for Aladdin. But they just could not get around that tongue-tie, weird fucking name. Like,
this is not going to sell
if we call him Sridhar.
Aladdin was Middle Eastern.
It didn't say where this guy's from.
Sridhar Shalal is an Indian name.
Is it?
Come on. I'm a nameologist. I know this kind of stuff.
The Pope he's got is a charts in his bedroom with names on him with fucking a continents.
All right, then Sridhar Shalong or whatever.
Go Bollywood.
Is a fucking world-famous snake charmer.
There you go.
Who plays nothing but the top 40 pop hits on his flute.
How do snakes
feel about that? Do you all want to hear Katy Perry's Fireworks?
How do the snakes feel about that?
I can do Miley Cyrus.
They bop to it, man.
He must get bit more than that.
They're very particular about their hits.
Yeah. I came in like a wrecking ball. Oh, fuck!
That one was going to kill me.
That's a cobra! Good save, Lou.
Thank you.
All right. Brian, Sridhar Shalal.
Is the natural name of Matt Smith, my Dell tech who works in Utah.
Hello, I am Matt Smith. Here to help you.
Did you turn the computer off? Yeah, fucker. I fucking turned the computer off. Did you make sure that all the buttons are upright? What does that even mean, you fuck?
Is your computer plugged in?
Wait, time out. This call will all be worth it. Just say, Johnny Five Alive to me, okay?
Or, seem solid beam.
Never call a tech support worker Haji. They don't appreciate
it. Are you referring that I am of Eastern descent? No. I think you're from India, bro.
That's the most insulting thing, though. Cause
I think
like,
you came from a magic lamp, motherfucker.
Yeah. If he was like, hello, my name is Dave. May I have your name, please? And I was like, my name is Alibaba. Yeah. Fuck you, right. Dave. Like, give me your real name. I'll give you my real name.
My name is Dalsim Al-Barik.
My name is the Iron Sheik, and I'll fuck your ass and make you humble.
My name is...
What actually threw me with your answer was Matt Smith was the last guy who played Doctor Who. So that was...
Matt Smith took me a second to see where you were going.
Matt Smith is the whitest name I could think of.
More like Dr. Patel.
All right. Points for that one. Not Ken.
You thought you did Mama, right?
Imagine that'll come up again. I'm going to go Lou on that one. I like Lou's answer.
Come again.
The snake charmer. All right. Lou, you start this round.
Yeah.
Acronym.
Yeah, it's hard to do this to you.
Yeah.
What do the initials SFPA stand for?
Super Fralacagilis PXBalidocious.
How'd you make that word more complicated? Is that from the sequel to Mary Poppins?
Exactly. It is.
She tries to sing that and Dick Van Dyke just slaps her in the mouth. No!
That's like the foreign remake. When they translated, it did not go over well. I don't know.
Brian, SFPA.
It's for all the two pump chumps out there. It's a sorry fucking penis attack.
I knew there was going to be a penis in yours. I saw a P in that one. A sorry fucking penis attack.
That's for the two pump chumps out there. You put it in, you're like, and then that's it.
It's when they rape you and they're just pushing a rope.
Well, no, like,
come
no,
on,
no.
Guy, get in there.
Time out. In a rape.
Pump that thing in.
In a rape,
what
though.
What are you doing back there?
In a rape, though, you kind of do want the two-pump chump.
Yeah.
But it's...
In and out.
At that point, do you kind of get insulted?
Right.
Why?
Like, am like, I not hiding
through all the pressure, all the trouble of attacking, and he can't get it up?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be better looking from the back. I'm sorry. I wasn't stalking you. I chased you down.
You got it.
This was poorly thought out.
Yeah, this is the last time I attacked someone in a dark alley. I need a well-lit area to assess the situation. It's like...
I need photos and recon.
From now on, you'll know me as the daytime raper.
Yeah. The day raper. Ken, SFPA.
Yours was funny, but the real answer I'm going to give you, and it's a minor league baseball team, the San Francisco Pulsating Assholes.
That means freshly fucked asshole, right?
Yeah, dude, freshly fucked asshole.
Winking booty.
Yeah, dude. Straight winking eye is their logo.
Are you sure it's a baseball team?
Yo, their pitcher's mound is bonkers. It's like, it's a 3D image. Like,
it's not so much a team as a pitcher and a catcher.
And their mascot. The prolapse pirate.
It's the a series pro-lapse. Of pitchers and catchers.
You sure this isn't like
they
a...
don't feel the whole team. They just pitches and catches.
The first baseman's wearing the pitcher's, all the fucking, the catcher's gear. They got a couple pitchers in the outfield.
I think it's just their cover, but once they reach the club, they're just a gay swingers bar.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
Put your keys in the cap.
Right. I see you've been to San Francisco before.
All right, exactly. Ken earns a point. He's back to zero.
I only lost 1 point for you, mother.
Yeah,
oh, that's probably gonna throw that out more.
Disqualified.
Yo, mama.
All right, Brian. Movie title to you.
All right.
What is the plot of the film? Oh, first, before I do that, SFPA. Oh, I actually missed a couple. Treat Arshalal is the world's longest fingernails guy.
Oh, Andy, clearly, guy. We knew that.
We knew that. Yeah, SFPA is the Science Fiction Poetry Association.
Why would you want to write poetry about science fiction?
All three guys in that association.
Right.
Danger.
Like,
Danger, Will Robinson.
I think at least one of them is here.
All right, like, lasers are red. The TARDIS is blue.
Your father's Darth Vader, and I like Doctor Who.
We did it. Sign me up.
Took everything in my being to not throw out a Jew reference.
Did the Jews love science fiction like that?
Notoriously.
The Jews do?
I don't know anything about it. He's making up stereotypes at this point.
I like it. I'll go with that.
No, the rhyme. It was a stereotype. It was a rhyme.
And Gandalf's a Jew.
Very cheap. Stingy with magic.
That's why he never does the spells.
That's why he only calls those eagles once a movie.
Yeah. You know how much that costs?
Gandalf, get us out of this mess. I'm sorry, Frodo.
Nah, you can.
But you haven't paid your deductible yet.
This is a
you can slap it to Mordor. What do you need?
Scatterfrass, too fast.
Are you sure you want to melt that ring and not?
I'd offer you good money for that ring.
I got a guy who can put a diamond. That's what I'm saying. That's it.
Jewish Gandalf would have changed the series for better. I feel.
Give me a good price for that ring. Give me a good price for that ring.
All the schlepping, why?
40 years in the desert and now this?
We schlep over here and then we schlep over there. Why are we always schlepping around?
The right. Fellow schlep.
Oh, fuck, that's the name of the
Jewish
episode.
Jewish learner.
The fellow schlep?
Yeah.
I'm going to write that down.
The flow of the fellow schlep of the rings.
Fellow schlep. I didn't read my my notes from last week. Consist of $8 crepes. And
that was Dan.
House Tiddlypoof.
That was me.
And I like both of those. All right, we're at Ken.
Yeah. Sure.
Law question: on the British Isle of Jersey, it is illegal for any fisherman to what?
Go out without his hair spiked up.
Mm. On the British Isle of Jersey.
On the same thinking path as me.
And a tan.
About to go fishing off the Jersey Shore. Definitely need my self tanner and hair gel.
Where's your bloody tape up?
Lou? On the British Isle of Jersey, it is illegal for any fisherman to...
to fuck with the security guards. Because they're not supposed to move at all.
You're talking to Buckingham Palace?
And on the British Isle, they have them too, just at the harbor. They cannot move.
They're guarding the fishmonger. Yeah.
They don't want you to get swooped up by the Kraken.
You're talking about the Kraken?
I'm sorry, Lou, that's the British Isle of Krogamshire.
Are you sure?
They don't have Kraken in Jersey.
Oh.
They've used condoms. Yeah. Floating on the waters.
Suntan lotion.
No, I think...
bad idea.
The reason there's so many of them is because they haven't been using condoms.
Yeah, cheap.
Gym tan laundry. Mm-hmm. Brian.
Yes.
British Isle of Jersey. Illegal for any fisherman to...
throw back a snooki under 60 pounds.
There is no snooki under 60 pounds.
Right.
Yeah, keep all snookies.
It's a keeper fish.
They're all buck 90.
They're all the trophy fish that go. You don't throw them back.
Actual answer is it is... illegal for
trophy fishing.
Any fisherman to knit during fishing season. I'm going to give Brian that point.
They're just sitting there shivering. Fag.
I'm knitting mittens for my wife. I need a new tea cozy.
Why don't you suck a cock, you homo? I imagine the place is cold. I don't know why.
I was wondering
fucking
what was
toss pot.
What else have you knitting?
All right. I think we are... hello?
Lou Dog.
Maybe. I was last. Yes.
So,
yeah. So
we're at Lou. I'm not used to going this direction. There's only three of you, so I feel really dumb. What is the definition of the word surgang?
Yeah, surgang. It is a street gang, but the members are all polite as fuck. So
I feel like we're back to England.
Exactly. It's in England.
No, it's a surgang.
It's one of those street gangs like, oi, give us your wallet if you don't mind.
Would it be too much trouble for you to give us a necklace?
Whatever you can afford.
Yeah. You don't have to go crazy or anything. You know what? Yeah. Never mind. Pleasant day to you.
Forgive me, I've been acting like a silly bum.
Silly bum.
And that's a surgang.
Brian, what is a surgang?
A surgang is a bunch of tallywhackers that fight with their fists in Nance Boy positions.
So limp-wristed battles?
It's like a little like waving going on, like a slapping, like it's like Pico T's the best tea.
I like Earl Grey.
This is a terrible color for this room.
Sorry about getting into the Donnybrook.
No, you look at the naked girl pictures. Ick.
Ick. Ken.
Nances. They're Nances.
They're Nances.
Yes.
It's a group of Vespa bikers who terrorize the gay bathhouses in Big Sur.
In Italy. Big Sur.
Yeah.
Italy, though, because it's Vespas.
No, Big Sur, California.
He's talking no Cal.
Because of gays.
You know a lot about California. Their baseball teams, their gangs.
Listen, look.
Ken once rode.
It's my second favorite state.
On a Vespa, all the way up the Sur gang from the, what was it?
Yeah, I cleared out the bathhouses.
Pulsating for the gays, asshole stadium.
I cleared out the bathhouses for the gays of these Sur gangs many, many years ago.
Took a little bit of sucking, but he got there.
He's a Sur gang Redwood original.
A little bit of elbow grease, you fucking homo.
A little bit of elbow grease, a little bit of palm sweat. Yeah, I mean,
it's... Yeah,
my palms were a little sweaty. I wasn't checking. I was killing guys.
Oh, I thought you jerking guys off.
That looks like jerking them off.
You're making the shotgun motion, but it looks like you're banging a huge dick.
It looks like you're shooting loads all over the place.
I have to go get my shotgun, you fucking fags.
Because you cocked it right at your balls. You like,
It's not my fault.
Took out all those gay guys.
Looks like aggressive jerking.
Drop nothing fucking loads.
Nothing but headshots.
It's not my fault.
Boom, a headshot.
That you guys picture me with a gigantic dick. Like, I'm fucking cocking right here. Clearly a shotgun, but I mean, I'll take
the I like to picture you with the biggest dick that can't get up. It's just, it's just like, it's a no blood flow.
He leaves the same trail behind him as that little black midget.
Why do you think that baseball team had pulsating assholes?
This is my floppy dick.
All right, so did we all answer this one?
Yes, and I'm giving the point to Lou.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I like... Very polite street gangs of British gents. All in top hats and monocles.
Over gay street gangs. All right.
They're pretty, same thing.
Basically just copying the sound of
exactly.
I definitely should be sued for plagiarism.
I believe we're up to Brian.
Yep.
Who is George Crumb? And while you think, an actual silly gang is a red-footed bird found in the southern Himalayas.
I don't like that.
We are an educational podcast.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Facts? Fuck them.
Birds?
Fuck
facts. Who needs them?
Fucking red birds. Fuck you and your red birds.
George Crumb.
George Crumb is a Batman villain that hides out in the Entenmann's factory.
What is his modus operandi?
He likes to turn Batman into crumb cake. I mean... That's George Crumb's deal.
Doesn't deliver poisonous baked goods. Or...
Look, it was a late night, and they were just like, "We just need a new episode, guys. What we got? We need a villain. George Crumb. What does he do? Crumb cake. Fuck, we go home.
Yeah, the crumb caker. Yeah. You know,
the crumb caker.
He's part of a silly gang.
You'll be in 16 pieces of trouble, Bruce.
He was obviously. The inventor of the handheld table sweeper for your dinner crumbs, bro.
Also a member of a silly gang.
He was 100% a member of the silly gang. Lou's version.
Don't need a cumbersome table sweeper. We got this miniature.
Lou? Shit. George Crumb?
George Crumb. George Crumb invented the coffee cake. And it's delicious, but it gets all over the fucking place.
I feel like we're all in the same world.
Mm-hmm, we got the bakery section.
We got a super villain who makes crumb cakes. We got a brush specifically designed to clean crumb cakes. And then we have the actual inventor of the crumb cake.
He's
all delicious.
It's Harry Crumb's brother.
Who is that guy?
No one knows him, but they know his brother.
Oh, George's brother?
George's brother.
George Crumb. Yeah.
I'm not going to give a point this round because I feel like you all tied.
What was it?
You all tied. So
what was it, though?
It's the inventor of the potato chip.
Stop really? It. Fucking.
He did invent the crumb.
Why aren't they called crumbs then?
Yeah, seriously.
All right. Who we at? We at Ken?
Ken. Yeah, I started.
Anagram. What do the initials GPC stand for?
Giant penis.
I knew that was coming.
All right, fuck off, Pete.
Whenever there's a P.
Giant pussy comb.
Giant pussy comb.
Yeah.
Ick.
When it's, your full bush needs a little.
It was a freaking great item in the 80s. You actually needed it to perform oral sex.
I can't even see it in all this.
Where am I going? Am I up or down?
You look like a like an explorer hacking through the Amazon with a machete.
It was either that or a machete. You have to go
GPC, son?
GPC.
All
right. Lou?
Okay. This is another British thing. I'm on a roll here. This is the Gigglepuss Club. Basically just British comedians. But out there, they're called a bit of a Gigglepuss.
Do you got a British guy supplying you answers?
I got a straight line from the UK.
Gigglepuss.
They're not called comedy clubs. They're called Gigglepuss.
I'm going to get a straight line.
Gigglepussaries.
I'm going to get a line from San Francisco next time. Get the gays on.
Please do. We've never had one on the show.
A gay?
Yeah.
We actually have not.
Oh, man. I'd bring my friend Matt on, but all he wanted to do was talk about butt sex.
I'm fine with that.
We talk about it anyway.
Right.
It's already come up nine times.
A ton about gay stuff.
You can actually answer some questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Brian.
You got questions?
GPC.
The geriatric power class. It's like Warren Buffett and Lo Pan and shit.
Just rich old dudes.
But they're evil schemers, though.
Like Monty Burns.
Yeah. Monty Burns, Lo Pan, Warren Buffett. They're like, well, the rule of the earth. Nah. A maniacal laugh is needed in the geriatric power class.
And a lot of the like finger tapping.
Tapping and saying like,
what about wringing your hands menacingly.
What about the Mandelbaums from Seinfeld?
It does accept Jews.
Mandelbaum. Mandelbaum.
Oh, Doyle rules.
You pick anything in the room, I'll lift it up over my head.
Pretty sure Seinfeld got there first. Don't quote me on that. Points for that one, for GPC. How do you not go with Gigglepuss? I'm sorry. It was the weakest answer, but it made me giggle. It's actually the Georgia Peanut Commission.
Duh.
Duh.
Obviously.
Ah, shit.
I'm actually a member of that. I enjoy peanuts so much.
Now, only from Georgia, though.
How do you decide which ones go to Cracker Jacks and which ones go to, like,
the Cracker Barrels?
You know what?
Which ones become Jif?
Yeah. And which ones go Skippy?
The inferior peanuts go to fucking, obviously...
Peter Pan?
Right to Cracker Jack.
Right to Cracker Jack.
Because they're getting the popcorn.
Those are tarted up peanuts.
Yeah, you don't gotta worry. They're not gonna be A-class peanuts there.
No.
And I don't care if they ever come back.
The best peanuts...
So take me out to the ball game.
One of those ball games with the pulsating assholes.
You know how many Cracker Jacks are sold in the pulsating asshole game, Luke?
I imagine it's mostly foam fingers.
The SFPA.
A Cracker Jacks when you get a hand job in the stall of that stadium.
Exactly.
Bro, the SFPA leads the league in Cracker Jack sales and foam finger sales. Lou, you're right.
Everyone wants to be the bat boy at the San Francisco Post.
It means a
game.
Wildly different thing, though. All right, Lou, to you.
Yeah.
Movie title. What is the plot of 20 Bucks?
20 Bucks is all about hookers.
I knew you were going there. You do this game long enough, patterns emerge.
That's a bad hooker.
You know
is
that,
this about Gummy?
She's mentioned in it, but...
cameo?
You ever see those...
Like Samuel L. Jackson walk-on role?
You know like that Anthony Bourdain show?
Yeah.
He's on it. He's the host. Only he wants to see how many hookers he can get in every city with just 20 bucks.
None.
I kind of want to watch it.
No, in Thailand, He's there for like a year.
He also buys a house.
They're also all little boys. And he can't come back to America.
He also dies of dysentery.
That's why they didn't get a second season.
All right, Brian. 20 bucks.
It was the thrown around name for the sequel to The Deer Hunter. And they basically based it, you know, on the cinema of deer and stuff like that. And no one was on Rot Walkin'. Well, he was died, but not like, you know, De Niro, none of these people. They didn't want nothing to do with it. They just had a lot of film to shoot, and they were in Siam.
what the fuck does that mean? Yeah.
I'm waiting for a tie-in for $20.
Are we all very confused?
Yes.
Bucks, like,
extraordinarily.
You know, deer?
Get it.
Oh.
Deer hunter?
Took me a second.
All right. Ken. All right, it's a movie about a basketball team that won't win. All right, like $20.
Damn it. That's a good one.
All right, Ken, $20.
$20 is a movie about your mom.
Show mama. Point, Kenny.
And Lou is back down to zero.
Lou?
No, not Lou.
I was like, why did I get fucked up?
I lost so many points.
Wait, Tom, at what point do you throw out a Pete's Mama reference and you get your opponent to go back down to zero?
Kenny is a fucking criminal mastermind.
I'm not getting the rules here.
See, you're, but
sorry, Lou.
Ken started with -1, then he got up to 1, and now he's back at -1.
Be zero.
Has anyone ever finished with a negative number before?
No, I gave him 2 points off for that.
Oh, deuce points off. All right.
Wow.
Second reference, deuce points.
Anyone ever finished with negative points yet?
No.
I'll be honored to.
There you go.
All right. So, Lou, yours was the one that made sense.
Oh, my made sense.
You should keep going.
Excellent.
The actual plot was the story of a $20 bill and all the people whose lives it touches along the way. I've actually seen this.
That's pretty much what I said.
Did you really?
I've actually seen this.
Was it good?
It was like a 90s indie flick.
Yeah.
I don't remember it being all that great. But I was also maybe 13 when I
watched it. You ever get like one of those follow the George Washington bills on your singles?
Yeah. It was like that, but in movie form. And it actually went through a couple whorehouses and drug dealers and things like that.
So I got the right answer.
Close enough.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we up to now?
Awesome. Final question. I believe Brian?
Lou started off.
Lou? Yeah. All right, so in Georgia, it is illegal to import what?
To import intelligence.
Intelligence.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a hint on this.
What?
I love this answer.
It's peanuts.
Peaches.
Well, you already gave your answer.
Intelligence. They're like, whoa, whoa.
Or peaches.
I love peaches. Or,
Mr. Smarty Pants? What, did you get that from out of the country? Mail away for some smarts.
Where'd you get all that learning?
What'd you mail away for some smarts?
Serious catalog.
They don't know how to mail shit. Ken, in Georgia, it is illegal to import
peanuts.
Peanuts.
Unless why? Ken inspects them.
Why? Because Georgia's famous for the peanuts. They're fantastic peanuts. No, you don't want to soil.
He's saying like a Asian guy. He meant penis.
Penis. yeah.
I mean,
peanuts.
Because the Georgia peanut is just so superior to all the other peanuts, and if you import peanuts, it'll... Yeah, exactly. They want to keep the race pure. It's the Third Reich thing.
Lou, in Georgia, it's illegal to import.
Man, I was going to say peaches, but hoping for, like, a right answer.
Say hobos.
It's...
Just move to the country.
To import illegal immigrants. Keep them out.
That's actually illegal in every state.
Keep America pure.
The correct answer is secondhand beehives.
Firsthand beehives, A-OK.
What the fuck's a secondhand beehive?
That trumps any answer I could have given.
The card does not really...
I got stung and you were dicking with it? What the fuck?
Who'd you get that fucking beehive from?
You can't grow your bees out of Georgia, son, and import those in here.
We have an issue, though.
Secondhand beehive.
We have our lowest score of all time.
Woo!
And we have a tie.
That's an accomplishment, Kenny.
All right, so let's take a tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker. Who wants to, you want to pick a category?
I'll pick the category.
Let Kenny pick it.
Ken, yeah. Pick a category.
I'll pick it and I'll judge it.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
No. What's Lou's strong point here?
Why are you mad at me?
Go names.
Names.
Listen, I didn't want to just lob it up to you.
All right.
We got to get it fair.
Since he seemed to be leaning towards Lou, I'll start with Lou. Give Brian a minute. Who is Yanis Chromatech?
Fucking cyborg. With a name like that? He's like the T-2000.
Yanis Chromatech. I need to close.
Your reaction alone was pretty good.
Sounds like a scary motherfucker.
Brian?
What is it again?
Yanis Chromatech.
He is a Russian madman who invents a phrase, in Russia, car drive you.
All right, Ken, what do you think?
I'm leaning towards Lou here, man. He's a cyborg.
I gotta admit, I gotta lean towards Lou on that one, too.
You came up a little weak there.
He's a thinker.
Can't win them all. Can't win them all.
Yon is squirrel my thing.
And I honestly, once Lou... Lou's reaction alone, his eyes popped out a little bit. It's
like, yeah, it's my boy. Like it was actual concern.
Skynet is real. He's stop Cyberdyne!
They're fucking cyborg!
So we got respectable scores for two of you. Mm-hmm. -2 for Ken.
And your mother.
-3 for Ken.
Actually, as Ken goes down, so does your mama.
Yeah. Oh, fuck it. -10 for Ken for starting this trend. And a frowny face.
He gets a stormy face, cloud. A disappointed face. Two arms crossed and a head swiveling.
Yeah. You get one of these.
Two arms and a frowny face.
It's like, I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed.
I'm a little let down, I gotta admit. A little let down. I thought you had better judgment. Brian in second with 4, and Lou in first with 5. Woo-hoo. Let's take a break.
Mm-hmm. Let's do that.
Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hey, this is Spencer Scott Holmes
and Ryan Dunningham
telling you to come listen to our show, Old Man Orange Podcast.
Yay!
A show full of freedom.
Say, so, yeah, assistant, do you think I'd tell you something, you know? I mean, me and you are good friends, you know. I've probably been a little bit of a bully this whole time, you know.
Santa Claus?
Not in a mean way, you know, but, you know, I'm not gonna lie. You're a little easy to peer pressure into doing things you don't want to do.
We also talk about video games. If we made a Dr. Mario movie, you could at least make it like a Mario Brothers medical drama. Luigi doesn't know. He's like, well, he's wondering why Daisy isn't talking to him anymore.
Luigi, you're out every night. You're driving that ambulance all day long. There's no time for love.
He's like, why can't you be more like your brother? He actually has a PhD. That ambulance, oh, it's always comes back to Mario, doesn't it? Why don't you go fuck Mario if that's the one you want? It just is very...
I hate to break it to you, but that's what I am doing.
We talk funny life stories.
It was like, I go to the Heart Rock, which is a little, like, Christian restaurant, and...
They don't put that on the fucking outside, though. They really should. You don't realize that until you're inside.
Like, okay.
And you look left, and you look right, and you're like... Fox News is on the... and then you look at the cross, you're like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck! And
I'm already in here, I'm already in here, what do I do? Yeah.
No. Fucking jump through the window, like, there's a perfectly good door there. I panicked.
I'm sorry, it's just gonna happen.
We also talk movies.
Mickey Rourke could have been right there, too.
Spinballs 3.
What's going on? He's got a shitty fucking tattoo. He put a big dick on my back.
Look at it! It's just like a big fucking veiny cock blowing a load in the back of his head.
Come on by to oldmanorange.com, where we got not only podcasts, but cartoons, videos, and more.
You can find us on iTunes,
Stitcher,
Podomatic,
Zune,
and even YouTube.
And laugh and learn with Spencer Scott Holmes
and Ryan Dunnigan
on Old Man Orange Podcast.
Okay, kids, now just shut the fuck up.
Hello?
Hello, Emma.
Oh, hello, Satan. What's going on?
Well, I was thinking that since we both work for the Lo-Fi Show, maybe we could do something together. I mean, not necessarily for the show. Just on our own.
Are you trying to ask me out on a date?
Satan does not ask people out on dates. I was just curious to see if your wet snatch could put out the flames of my fiery cock.
I'm guessing that there's probably a better way to say that.
How about you go out with me or I burn your entire family?
Jesus, you're almost as sick as Tony B and Nat. But I like your persistence. Okay, let's go out. Bring some asbestos condoms.
I don't think they make...
What's that?
Never mind. I'll be over in a bit.
Listen to the Lo-Fi Show live at 2 p.m. Mountain Time on Sundays on Mixlr or go to thelofishow.com to find out what's wrong with these guys. Follow them on Twitter at The Lo-Fi Show. Do it or Satan will torch your entire family after he fucks you with his flaming cock.
Those are our buddies at Lo-Fi Show and our buddies at Old Man Orange Podcast. Nice. I gotta say, like, we cross promote with a bunch of guys, but those two in particular, they play our promo like all the fucking time. Like, they promote the shit out of us.
Good dudes.
Yeah, yeah. And good funny shows, promos.
Good dudes.
Their Mixlr shows where you get to listen live. And they told me that I had a very talented butthole.
Mm. What?
They must know you real well, though.
Yeah.
It's all about that, really.
It's all sweet talkers.
Lou does weird things show. When he's not on this show.
Wait a minute. No. I don't like this. Lou's buttholes are territory, guys.
Yeah. Hands off.
What the fuck, guys? You didn't even pay proper homage to us.
Stop treading on our buttholes.
Yeah, right? You see this eagle with the snake in his claws? That means do not enter, all right?
That's our territory.
Yeah. All right, man. What's going on with this next segment?
Stupid people. Ba-ba-ba-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Stupid people.
First story. I don't even know if you could call these people stupid. Brian, this one's specifically for you. This is a high school graduation and why two kids aren't allowed to get their diplomas.
They didn't watch all the John Hughes movies?
I want you to go ahead and press play on that vine there and see why. What happened when they approached the stage?
He had the championship belt. All right. Oh, Stone Cold Stunner. They didn't get their diplomas because
they
of that?
Didn't get their diplomas because they staged a Stone Cold Stunner. On the stage.
That's stupid.
One kid walks up there, lifts the championship belt. Another one ran up, kicked him in the gut, gave him the old stunner.
You're going to take all their 4 years of hard work and effort and just cancel it for just because them be trying to let off some steam at the end of the year? Stop.
For being goofy.
Yeah. All right. It wasn't like they did something mean. They just were dicking around.
So I say the stupid people are probably the administrators being fun police.
You know what? Definitely. But also, I wanted to say the kids were stupid people, not because of the stunt, but because the quotes say two things. One of them is, it was worth it, losing their diplomas. I'm like, all right, great. The second one, we've been planning this for months.
Yeah, they said they were planning it for months. Like, really? That takes a lot of planning.
This isn't fucking Mission Impossible.
Take me 15 seconds. You're like, all right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hold championship belt. You're going to stun me.
Yeah.
Here's what one guy said. I thought this was a poignant one. You thought you were out from under the tyrannical rule of your oppressive administration. Guess again. Prepare to be screwed by the long arm of the law. They're still your overlords until you get that magnificently printed piece of paper.
What a douche.
Faggot. I'm sorry, that was in the mic. that was just in the head.
The whole thing.
Yeah. But Brian, for as long as I've known you, a stunner improves most things. If you were at a high school graduation and somebody just threw out a stunner.
It's a combo. It's got to be the stunner, and then you got to play the Stone Cold.
And he's got a swig of beer, but pour it mainly on his shirt.
I'll tell you what. If I was sneaking beers, I'd throw them up to the guy who stunned the dude on the stage.
Yeah.
That would have been cooler.
That would have been way better.
If you had a beer bash, it would have been amazing.
Fuck, just for effect, throw a water up there. You don't want to get in further trouble. Just pour something in your mouth at that point. You got to be fucking doing the Stone Cold thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Next story, local story, Hempstead, New York. Long Island.
Kenny did it. Let's go on.
Snitch.
Guilty. He did it and I saw him do it.
We do these stories a lot, how subtle things. Last week we did, or the week before we did a story about a guy in his hat. Got him in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
He went back for the hat. Boxers this time.
Briefs?
Not boxer shorts.
No, boxer briefs. Boxer briefs.
Just regular boxers. Guy stole shoes, broke into an apartment. He stole $200, electronics, Air Jordan sneakers.
Good what?
Busted him, and you know he always, I guess, white people question the pants around the ass look. Bill Cosby and white people.
Bill Cosby shouldn't question shit.
He shouldn't question.
Guy's anything. A rapist.
Guy, shit's come to light. But anyway, this guy stole all this shit. He snuck around the back alley to get away. Stopped in the alleyway to try on the sneakers that he stole. Bent over, put the shoes on. An upstairs neighbor snapped a photo of him.
getting raped.
Revealing that he was wearing, you know, jeans around his ass and red boxers. Very specific red boxers. When police saw the photo, they then spotted guy in red boxers.
That sucks.
And he got caught when they canvassed the neighborhood.
That sucks.
There's an idiot yelling.
I know. Jesus fucking Christ.
Many call the homo.
I want to crush his head.
Lose his virginity.
With a manhole cover.
Yes.
I'm sure it's probably gang related.
The best thing I can say is that
if they caught him red ass.
If we were in war and someone needed to get lifted out of trouble, I would just move on.
From your roommate?
Oh yeah, I'd be like, help me!
I'd pop
him. Superman for himself, my friend.
I'd pop him one more time, just in the shin or something painful.
Yeah. Waste of a bullet.
It's something to remember me by.
I would do like a Christmas story where he's hanging on by his fingers. And then my foot.
Ho, ho, ho.
I just push him down the pit.
All right.
So I'd shoot his eye out for him.
But imagine getting undone by your boxer shorts. It's embarrassing.
Hoist on your own petard.
Pretty much.
All right, what's up next?
Kickstarter. Not always the best. Don't yawn in the mic. The first thing you've done directly in the mic has been a yawn.
I wasn't even near the mic.
It was loud enough, sounded like a bear yawn.
Friend?
I don't know. Like, this was sent over by Lou, of course.
Yeah.
Who does a hell of a good job finding these stories. But it says, like, the worst Kickstarter idea. I picture there would be worse Kickstarter ideas, but this one's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Imagine a water bottle
mm-hmm.
that alerts you when you haven't drank enough water.
Sounds obnoxious.
Sends you messages and flashes.
You like water?
When it's time for a drink.
Get some H2O, kid. Let you hydrate.
Is it for a dog?
These are for human beings.
I don't want it.
No, I don't either. These people who set this up quit their jobs to pursue this interest.
Stupid.
They're looking for... They've earned $80,000.
In what?
Too much.
It doesn't say the time
frame. Why the fuck haven't I done a Kickstarter is what this means to me.
Come up with an invention.
I don't
you got any ideas?
Because Kickstarter would be all types of marinating meats.
Yeah, obviously you don't... Send me your meat, I'll marinate them. Obviously you don't even need a good idea. You just need stupid people out there to send you money.
Why haven't we just Kickstarted our thing?
We should Kickstarter like...
We do the comics every year. Let's Kickstart the printing cost.
No, forget that. We got to do something like awesome. Like we want to Kickstarter some ultimate nachos. Send us nacho things. Yeah, remember the guy who's like, he Kickstarted...
He did the potato salad.
Potato salad. And then he made like $50,000.
What about the Florida dipper machine?
It's cold ice water. Always dip your balls in.
Does it come with an Astro Pop?
Is the whole invention a bucket and ice?
Here's the thing.
It's a cooler full of ice.
First of all, here's the thing. It's, the Astro Pop popper is a add-on. It's not like...
Okay. You know,
It's not part of the original.
It goes in both holes.
Nice.
All right. Man. Let's see. Let's do New Jersey story.
Jersey.
They've had a little flooding, which has led to fish swimming in their sewers. So guess what people are doing?
Fishing in the sewers.
Yeah.
Tasty.
Ew.
Health officials are claiming that this could be dangerous.
You don't say.
And people don't seem to care.
Shocking.
They're sewer fishing.
Oh, man, I love
Here's a photo of a Jersey man walking down the street with his sewer fish.
I caught a poop bass.
Do you know that also, sewer fish is also a synonym for any bitch ever who grew up in Jersey?
I banged way too many sewer fish.
You know what? I think I got HPV from that sewer fish right there.
Oh, Jersey trash, huh?
Yeah.
I got HPV from that sewer fish, but let me see what that butt's about.
You know, it was worse than Jersey trash there, Kenny boy. It was... Turnpike trash.
It was Jersey trash.
Jersey trash.
Can't even make a left to get rid of that trash.
And this is Newark. I don't know if you've ever been to Newark.
I've been to Skorkus.
It's pretty gross.
Drive through Newark very fast.
With the finger out.
Would you eat poo fish?
No, I'm not about that.
I don't even like non-poo fish.
This is that, like, worse than that sushi we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
This one's weird. I don't know if you can help me out with this one, Lou.
Yeah.
They were very vague on the details because they're minors.
Pretty vague.
But a junior varsity baseball team allegedly...
Got some.
Right, made love, is what they say, to a chicken sandwich, and it got them in trouble.
Was it Chick-fil-A?
He put his dick through a chicken sandwich?
The way they made it sound, it was a little bit of a nookie cookie situation.
Yeah.
Whoever jerked off less than the chicken sandwich got to eat it?
Got to eat
it. They said the details were very vague.
It's so vague.
But what they said was that a couple guys had their time with the sandwich, which I assume they just jacked off onto it, to look like mayo.
And then
the end of the article says that some people were forced to have the sandwich.
I just want to know what kind of just bootleg mayo are you using that looks like jizz.
Here's what they said. They said it was
bootleg sports you playing when they make you eat cum sandwiches.
The Central High School baseball team, describing the video, supposedly putting bodily fluids into a chicken sandwich and a bottle of Gatorade, then forcing other players on the team to consume it.
That's so gross.
If I was the inductee, I'd be like, "Whoa, time out! You guys ate jizz?" And they'd be like, "Aw, and now it's your turn." I'd be like, I'll just play the cross, man.
Yeah, I quit.
You guys ate dick? Like,
I'm gonna start playing guitar.
Yeah. You know what? I might start painting. I mean, sports are fucking gay.
Skateboarding's always been fun.
Yeah. I've been saying that for years.
Fuck you, Pete.
I could put up with the ass slapping during the sports, but this okie cookie shit, this
jizzy burger thing doesn't work.
Jizzy it never burger. Covers the full burger. It's only in lines. I hate it.
You want like a cummy Gatorade?
Yeah, get a good glob going.
All right, this is terrible. We're the stupid
people. And what really ties it together is police said there was likely no crime committed because no one was forced into anything. So that means they did this willingly. They filmed it because they're idiots.
Yuck.
Fucking gross.
This is terrible.
This is why this is stupid, people.
Mm-hmm. All right, Pete, we got anything else?
We got, I don't know if I want to do the lion mauling.
You got to do at least one more because that's a terrible... That's just a terrible one to end on.
Yeah.
Let's do this one. Promposals. You know what those are?
Promposal is like the teenage pregnancy thing,
is
right?
Is this balderdash again?
No. Promposal is when you, in a very elaborate and overthought out way, ask somebody to go to prom with you when you're in high school.
Like that dude who did a fake bomb threat.
Yeah. Remember him?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
This guy got in front of an entire football game. And asked out this girl on mic at halftime, the whole thing. Didn't do his homework, though. Turns out she had a date already.
I was going to say she was a dude.
Was a dude.
I'm actually Caitlyn Jenner.
It's actually, there's a video associated with it. It's actually kind of funny because you just see everyone kind of filming this thing, going like, oh, and then she's like, he goes, will you go to the prom with me? She goes, I have a date already. Everyone loses their shit, like World Star Hip Hop. They're like, oh, fuck! Fuck!
World star.
He's a bitch, nigga.
She said, fuck your shit.
Right. You got a needle dick, motherfucker.
Get off the field, faggot.
Your dick has AIDS.
Your dick's no good.
The final story.
A
woman was killed by a lion.
Was it in the jungle?
The sad part
in the mighty jungle?
That she was a visual effects editor.
The love to die.
Nope. I'm gonna let him finish.
I think Lou's having a stroke.
It's the vapors.
Nailed it right now.
You like a dove, man.
All right, at least I did
Elton
better.
Lou
I did
here.
Better than Bev and Bo for sure.
You did.
No, no.
That's not too hard though.
No way. You guys are on the same.
You could have farted in a mic and it would have been.
Bev's a fucking star.
You could have raped a kid while staring at the camera even better than.
All right. Back to the story though.
They basically did rape that kid on camera.
A sad part to this story, and that is that she was a visual effects editor on Game of Thrones. So, we lost somebody who did something I like. She was on safari.
Mm-hmm.
Lion walks up the car. She rolls down window to take picture. Lion pulls her out of car.
Wait, did it happen in the jungle?
Yes.
The mighty jungle?
Where
the lion slept tonight?
Lion wasn't sleeping that time.
I was waiting for all of you guys to do it.
Lion sleeps tonight.
bum bum away. Cut all that.
Right. I say, not only do not cut that, but have that as like you turn onto our webpage, it says that.
Put that on loop.
Nice.
All right, that's it. That's as far as I get into that story.
That's all you want to go into?
No, because the rest of that story gets really sad, and they're like talking about all her accomplishments and shit.
Is it I'm sad? Like, she got because what I read was they told her beforehand, don't roll down your windows. She rolled down her windows. The lion approached her, and people were honking the shit out of their horns like, close your fucking window. Like, hurry. He's about to pounce.
It's like black people in a horror movie.
Yeah, and then...
She said, look, I can handle White Walkers. I can handle this. Yeah,
the lion paused. For a minute in front of her. Like,
stop it.
Yeah.
Snagglepuss.
The lion...
Exit stage left. Yeah. You have your window open.
And so...
You're inviting me in.
So the lion...
You're wrong. I'm going to eat you up. Number, number, number. That's number. A fucking symbol. Fuck! Fuck!
Number, 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 number. Excuse me, miss. Your window's open. Number, 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 number. Try to eat that ass.
So the lion was sitting there in front of her window for like a full minute without doing anything. And then eventually it was like, you're really going to let me do this? Okay.
Bitch.
And mauls her to death.
It's been a minute. That's permission.
Yeah. It's legal as far as I'm concerned.
The lion was like, fuck your shit.
Yeah, so obviously... I don't wish this upon anybody, but
you,
Lewis, you sit there in front of a wild lion with your window open.
Yeah. What are you, you're inviting trouble? I've never heard that old adage.
Exactly.
That's an old adage my grandma used to say to me.
Never heard that one, Lou.
Stay in front of a lion with your window open.
That must be a minority.
They're going to get eaten.
It's like that old wives' tale.
It must be a minority thing.
A fucking wives' tale.
A lady with an open window and a lion and walk into a bar.
Yeah.
Lion eats her. End of story.
She was stupid. Punchline. Alright, so let's finish it up, man.
So, anybody have anything to add?
Yeah, we're going to be again at Comic-Con this year, 2015, in New York City at the Javits Center. We're going to be booth 583 again.
October.
Mm-hmm. You're going to see two new comics, one from Kaz. It's going to be Southern Comfort, one from Pete. It's going to be...
let's see if you can remember it. You wrote it. Can you remember the book you wrote?
Night of Redemption.
There it is.
There you go. All right. And we're going to have a lot of more memorabilia, I guess, from us. We're going to have shot glasses.
Yeah.
Well, swag. A lot more swag. Shot glasses, prints from all the artists. We're all going to be there. Get there before noon. We're going to be drunk a lot.
I want to try to record something there this year.
I'm down to do that, but it's hard to do that with a fucking place like that. It's just a lot.
We don't need the whole setup. We'll see what we can do. We'll see if we can pull together. Because we meet a lot of interesting people. I wouldn't mind capturing some of that.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of...
Yeah, a lot of weirdos.
Yeah, a lot of weirdos.
We meet a lot of weirdos.
Mm-hmm. Man. So, check all that out coming this October. That's not even that long away, man. It's only about 4 months.
Fuck me. I have a lot of drawing to do.
But, you always do your good work.
I know, but I'm behind the ball.
All right, so Lou, do you have anything to promote here? Pajama pants?
Just, if you're interested, definitely get in on that contest for the new Balderdash theme.
New theme. Please join in. It's fun.
There will definitely be lots of prizes, so you don't have to be a podcaster, but if you are, this is a good opportunity for you.
My dick pic is definitely one of the prizes, too. Don't worry.
And if just the pic.
Goes to last place.
Yeah.
All right, follow us on Twitter, at PIV Comics. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on podcaststation.net, the YouTubes, the Stitchers, the everythings, the Instagrams, the Tumblrs. Just look up Paint It Black, you'll find us.
The Rolling Stones.
Wherever there's Paint It Black, we'll be there.
Mm-hmm. Precisely.
Ken, thanks for showing up.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Kenny, boy.
Always a pleasure. Mm-hmm. And for myself and Brian and Lou, close the door behind you. No.
no money, no whip. Oh, bitch, growing up, I never had shit. Had a heart, got a slit. Might as well rip it out. Got a dream, I ain't giving now. That's what it's all about. All these fucking people tell me who I gotta be. Oh, fuck you, motherfucker, you're my enemy. All I need is 5 minutes to remember me. Send a club into a murder scene. Cause all you do is breathe. It's J6 and this bitch. Don't remind me that I'll never be shit. You'll dig your own dick.
Star Wars, don't curse on the star.